This work is called Spring Frieze and was made in 1945 by Hannah Frank. It is a black and white pen and ink drawing. In the bottom right corner of the drawing, a figure, pictured in profile, is sitting on the ground. The figure's gender is unclear. It could be a man or woman. The breasts are not outlined, but the figure is wearing a dress. Although a part of the figure's back stands beyond the composition, it appears as if the figure is leaning back against and sitting on the frame of the drawing. The figure is wearing a white dress, as indicated by the line around the neck and left wrist and foot. The dress is neither detailed nor textured and stands as a plane of white. The only line bringing detail into the figure are the ones texturing the hair. The latter is brought to the back of the neck. The figure is holding a small flower, perhaps a daisy, and its head is leaning heavily forward, looking down with closed eyes. The figure could either be sad or simply sleeping. The first figure is sitting on a field of grass, on which more daisies have grown. The grass is detailed by very short and vertical lines covering the ground. Horizontal and slightly curvilinear, continuous lines layer the field and give relief to the environment. These lines, spanning across the width of the drawing, are depicted at equal distance to each other. Their importance in the composition is rather abstract, and it is unclear what the artist has tried to achieve through them. In the background, three female figures are depicted standing. They are drawn in the same way as the figures sitting in the foreground, their dresses white and unadorned. This time, the dresses let breasts appear and stop at the level of the woman's knees, revealing their legs and feet. Their shoes are extremely simple. A single line around their ankles indicates their presence. The figures are pictured across the width of the composition. The first one on the left, with her right foot partially hidden. The second one more to the centre of the work, but still very close to the figure on the left, with part of her right leg hidden by the first figure's body. Both, although facing the viewer, are looking to their right and to the left of the composition. The third woman is depicted on the right, above the figure sitting in the foreground, and is looking to the left, towards the right of the piece. It appears as if they are dancing towards the right of the drawing, as the direction and position of their feet indicate movement. Their bodies connect and are almost intertwined. They could be forming a circle with more figures outside of the frame, as indicated by their gaze, looking beyond what is visible to the viewer. Their hair is shorter than hair that Hannah Frank usually draws on women. It stops above the shoulder and is floating in the air, flowing along with the movement created by the dance or perhaps the wind. The field of grass and flowers begins to change behind the three women. The horizon lines discussed earlier are now becoming thicker and brighter and resemble the woman's strands of hair. This resemblance is emphasised in the sky, right behind the figure's head, at the very top of the drawing, where their hair merges into their depiction of clouds or wind, furthering the feeling of movement in which three birds participate. Like in many of Hannah Frank's artworks, the figures are reflected in their surroundings.